Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. This week's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for June 30th, 2017. In today's news, Gal Hollister Whitney Companies have new top leaders, accessibility company Harmar has received a new honor, a residential building will reach new heights in the Netherlands, and developers in Brisbane, Australia have reworked a project.
Golden Gate Capital's acquisition of a majority stake in Gal Manufacturing Corporation, Gal Canada, and Hollister Whitney closed on June the 26th, and a new CEO and Chief Financial Officer for the three companies were introduced on June 27th. Mark Bolhauer is CEO, and Angelo Messina is CFO. Both have significant elevator industry experience. Bolhauer is former owner of Oracle Elevator, a Gal customer, and Messina as former CFO for Otis. Gal is confident the additions will be, quote, very good for our customers as well as our employees, end quote.
Accessibility manufacturer Harmar Mobility of Sarasota, Florida, received the Hero of Freedom Award, the highest honor bestowed by the nonprofit Wheelchairs for Kids, during the organization's Heroes Appreciation Lunch on June 21st. Harmar has supported the charity, providing it with wheelchair lifts for vehicles and installation services at significantly reduced cost, as well as providing consulting and fundraising service since mid-2016. Wheelchairs for Kids provides wheelchairs, in-home assistive technologies, and other products and services not covered by insurance to qualifying families, and organizes events for them to attend. Madeline Robinson of Wheelchairs for Kids said Harmar's assistance had helped it reach 75 children so far.
Rotterdam, the Netherlands, is expected to soon have a new tallest residential tower in the form of the V8 Architects design, 150-meter-tall Kultoren, Archdaily reports, designed to complement the post-war urban fabric of the district and embody Rotterdam's historical double-layered characteristics, the low-rise and the skyline. Kultoren will have a trio of crowns, each featuring balconies which, at the middle and top, wrap around the facade. There will be a total of 50 floors and approximately 280 apartments in the building. Construction is expected to start sometime this year and be complete around 2019.
Developer Land and Homes Group has submitted a revised plan for a residential development in the Fortitude Valley suburb of Brisbane, Australia, consisting of 26 and 37-story towers containing nearly 500 apartments, landscaped public space, retail, and amenities, BrisbaneDevelopment.com reports. The old plan had a series of at least 5 tightly spaced buildings. Designed by Rotholoman, the revised project has an enhanced podium with greenery spread throughout, natural ventilation to promote sustainability, and enhanced streetscaping slated for a site at 44-100 Barry Parade. For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@ElevatorWorld.com.